Ah, it's that time of year again, the holidays.
Time to book your flight and plan your trip back home.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
I'm not comfortable with being physically assaulted by an agent of the federal government on my way to work.
I have no intention of going through one of those strip search machines, and I have no intention of allowing somebody to grope my privates.
A pilot complaining about assault on CNN, a listener in Florida that wants the TSA to keep its hands off her privacy.
How important is that trip home to see the family?
Weighing privacy against family.
If I need to get somewhere, I'll just drive.
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, November 22nd. I'll
get into the spirit now.
That's right, with by groping of the private. Yes, it's an odd...
Santa Claus stalks the holidays. Now some new character called Pat Down.
The Nightmare Before Thanksgiving.
Yes, indeed. Let's check the morning's top news stories. And we begin with two different kinds of nuclear showdowns. The first one involves political wrangling in Washington over the START treaty with Russia, signed but not ratified. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says not ratifying the treaty in the U.S. Senate would be a blow to U.S.-Russian relations.
In respect to START, which concerns not just trade, but life or death, because we're talking about thousands of nuclear warheads that are still pointed at the United States, the president believes that this does go beyond politics.
The START treaty would reduce long-range nuclear weapons between the U.S. and Russia by 30%. Secretary Clinton says Republicans shouldn't politicize this issue.
In this one area, this goes beyond politics. This should be nonpartisan, not just bipartisan.
Treaties need a two-thirds majority for ratification, according to the Constitution, and at this time, only one Republican is on board.
The second nuclear showdown this morning comes from North Korea. This morning, South Korea's defense minister says his country may consider having U.S. tactical nuclear weapons deployed on its soil for the first time in two decades. Meanwhile, U.S. officials say they'll continue to negotiate with North Korea even after this weekend's discovery of a new nuclear reactor there.
On the busiest travel week of the year, airport body scanners and pat-downs are here to stay. But TSA chief John Pistole tells NBC News they'll work to make the screening as minimally invasive as possible.
The bottom line is that very few people actually receive the pat-down. Approximately 70 airports where we have the advanced imaging technology machines are given the option of opting out of that and to have the pat-down instead.
Most people won't be flying this Thanksgiving, according to AAA. 94% of Thanksgiving travelers will go by car this year, the highest percentage for a major holiday ever recorded.
Minimally invasive. That's just not comforting.
I'd like the pat-down. What line do I stand in if I'd like the pat-down? For only the second time, the Federalist moving right along. The federal government has approved a human study using embryonic stem cells. A biotech company will use the treatment to learn more about a rare genetic eye disorder. The wife of accused Russian arms trafficker Victor Boot says she will sue Thailand in an attempt to get him released from U.S. custody. Thailand extradited Boot to the U.S. last week.
A record 15 million people around the world entered the U.S. green card lottery this year. That's up 25% from last year. 50,000 people win legal permanent resident in the U.S. from the lottery. And Ireland has formally requested a bailout from the European Union. They're asking for $140 billion to help out the troubled Irish banks. Meanwhile, Portugal says it doesn't need a bailout. Where have we heard that before? Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 11,203. The S&P at 1,199. The NASDAQ at 2,518. And we're going to start our week-long series on what actually makes a home feel like a home. And we want to know, what does home mean to you? Give us the sights, sounds, the people, the places that let you know you are home. We will play them on the air later in the program. You can use our new iPhone app, or you can just call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
And on the busiest week for air travelers, for once, holiday travel is the only thing to blame. In just a minute, we'll hear why new controversial regulations by the TSA could cause some slowdowns in those lines at the security places at airports.